tell the story.
Emma and I went to Muna the other night. So good. Such a fun concert. And we're there. We're sitting waiting for them to start right after the second opener just finished. So there's what, like 20, 30 minutes before the show starts. So we ask, we're like looking around for someone to ask for a photo. And then we see this woman behind us. She seems really nice. She was standing alone in a Muna tank top. We're like, oh, perfect. Right, she seems like nice. We're like, oh, excuse me. Do you mind taking a photo of us? She's like, oh, yeah, sure. We're like, what? Okay, thank you.
Right, you're kind of like thrown off we by like, the way she said it.
Yeah. Because obviously there, she meant something behind that.
Right, yeah.
And then she took like a bunch of photos, like different angles. Slay. She was like, wait, let me take it this way. Wait, no, let me do it this. And then she hands the phone back to us and she's like, oh, yeah, I'm Katie's mom. The lead singer.
Were you like,
God. We were like, oh my God. And then she was like, yeah, so this whole section behind you is going to be her family, or this whole row behind you is going to be her family. So we're going to be cheering pretty loud.
Stop. We were like, she was probably, too. She was literally probably like, usually people are asking for a picture like with me.
Right.
That's so funny. That's, by the way, also my plan if I ever meet Harry Styles, be like, hey, can you take a picture of me?
Stop.
Like, tell me that wouldn't work.
He's seen your face too many times.
That's true, actually.
For you to try and pull that off.
And odds of me wearing or having some sort of Harry merch on me at the time is really high.
No. Also, you will not keep your cool in that moment.
No. I actually can't go into this. I think about meeting Harry Styles all the time, and I just don't know how I would actually react. Because I was calm with Niall, but it's, like, different.
Plus, you had to be calm because you snuck in.
T.
You know what I mean?
No, that is true.
You had to play it cool.
Yeah. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Two Birds, Both Stone podcast. I'm Kaylin.
I'm Emily.
What? Oh, and if you're wondering why we're dressed like
this, you're not wondering, you know.
Wait, I don't know if you can see my shirt. Now you know.
If you didn't know, you should know now.
And here's a picture if you don't know. And if you don't know, you're obviously not our target audience.
No. But if you're on your way there, it's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Emily is obviously Harry and I'm Niall.
Which I kind of was surprised that you didn't want to be Harry.
It's just like you look like him.
No.
Like you don't look like him, but like your hair.
The hair.
And like, I don't know. I was just like, and I was like, I'll buy this shirt and wear it.
Yeah, that's true. I was not willing to buy. I was going to give it to you if I had to.
Yeah, no, I was like,
Did you watch the second Hocus Pocus?
Yes, I did.
Was it good?
It was good. It like obviously is not the original. We're going to talk about it later though.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. In both.
In both. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Underrated movie. Yeah. Haunted Mansion with Eddie Murphy. The original.
And Raven Simone. Good.
I'm sorry, that was like a car movie for us.
It's, oh, same.
So good.
I haven't watched the new one yet, but my mom just watched it and she said it was spookier than the first one. And I'm like, the first one was kind of spooky.
I remember being terrified.
Being scared, so I'm curious to see
but
the
I think it
one.
Was because of the like animation and like, or the CGI of the ghosts and shit.
I mean, it was like a dark movie.
It was like
movie.
A head. Yeah, and plus anything scary back then, I was like, this is scary, but I want to watch it.
Yeah, that's fair. But anyways, if Halloween is next week. So we're doing two Halloween episodes, and that's why we're dressed like this. These are our, this is our couple's
this
costume.
This is night one of our, this is our couple costume.
No offense, Emma.
It's couple in a different way, but it's right.
It's our couple costume.
Yeah.
We're Neri. We love it.
Neri.
Neri.
That's going to be so annoying for anyone listening and not watching
just
video.
The silence pause, of us doing the heart.
And then just like 5 seconds of quiet. Paranormal Activity. Sorry, I'm looking
Why
at a list
doing
of
this
horror
right?
movies on my computer.
Girl.
And that, I had its hand around the throat of middle school.
Oh absolutely.
Like, everyone was bragging
Paranormal
about going
Activity
to see Paranormal Activity.
And Insidious.
Yeah, oh.
I remember one time I went to see Insidious. We're so off topic, but when
we're
I
on
went
topic.
To, well, yeah, true. When I went to see Insidious, like, maybe the second or third one, the theater was so absolutely packed with every single person from my high school.
Right.
And people were sitting in the aisles because people snuck in.
Stuart, Florida. Enough said about that one. I remember in like sixth grade, I went to like this girl's house with a bunch of people and boys.
Ooh.
We were all hanging out and we watched it. And I was
terrified,
but I didn't want to tell
anyone.
Boy-girl party. It was a boy-girl party.
I never really went to a boy-girl party.
That was just like a hangout, though.
Well, still, we I never hung out with boys until college. Well, I hung out with boys like in when I went to church, but I got in trouble if I was alone with them. Or even like my friend group was like the whore friend group just because we were friends with some of the boys.
That's crazy.
I know.
I'm glad we're out of that.
Religious trauma. Anyway.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you
probably
know.
And I think a lot of us know.
Yeah. Well, today's topic to kind of get in the holiday spirit of Halloween. By the way, Halloween is like basically tied for my first holiday with Christmas. But yeah. I just like love Halloween.
Me too.
I love it. So we're that's why we're doing 2 weeks.
I'm also a Valentine's Day person.
Ugh, you would say that.
No, not even like even when I was single.
Yeah,
like I loved it.
Like when you were a kid and you brought all the treats and stuff.
I thought it was so fun to hand everything out to everyone.
I never liked Valentine's Day.
And then you got it was a whole fun day of just like being nice to each other.
Nobody was nice to me.
I'm sorry. I'll get you a Valentine.
That would be so kind.
Okay.
But our topic is we're going to do a villain blunt rotation. Basically villain slash like horror movie people. Icon people.
Don't look at my list.
I'm not looking.
Okay.
Mine is like, I'm excited about mine.
Okay. I took villain up for interpretation.
That's okay. I didn't, but when I was making my list, I was thinking of some. Yes.
Okay, yeah, because mine...
Totally up for... It doesn't have to be a scary movie.
Mine's kind of a 50-50. Like, I have a villain from, like, a movie.
Right, that's not necessarily...
Yeah, like a bad guy.
Yeah, it can't... Well, I mean, every movie, even if it's not a horror movie, has
a villain. Exactly. Yeah. So that's how I did it.
Yeah, yeah. I actually...
I have, like...
Might change mine to one of my less horror movie ones.
Yeah, I have, like, three that are...
Should we start?
Yeah.
Go back and forth, I assume, or should we do all
of
them? Yeah,
back and forth. I need that.
Okay. Okay. I didn't really think of order much in this
order.
One.
Uh-uh.
Only the first one I thought about order because I wanted them to be next to me. But besides, I didn't think about
any. I'm just thinking like,
that's fine.
I want to smoke with this person.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I mean?
I always put the hottest ones right next to me. In all of our blood rotations
well,
we've done.
Well, actually, mine does. No. We'll see.
Should I go first?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Please.
My first one is Ghostface from Scream. Like the Scream guy.
Love.
Like one.
The best horror movie of all time. Scream.
He's so hot also. The Scream. Have you seen? It's like a trend on TikTok right now to like, buy your boyfriend a Scream mask.
Like Kaylin. There are so many things wrong with that.
It's so funny. I've seen so many
like the scary thing is because you love Obsession Court and like killers are obsessed with killing that one person.
I know.
Like,
but it's like
maybe I should be a psychologist.
No, it's like not that I'm condoning like the murder, but it's like.
But something about it attracts you to them.
No, in my head, it's more like they'll chase me, but then I can change them.
Kaylin, they're literally actively trying to murder you.
Okay. I still think I could change them.
No, don't kill me. You're so sexy.
Please don't kill me, Mr. Ghostface. I want to be in the sequel. You know the TikTok sound?
From Scream.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But, like, that's me.
Oh, my God. We're moving on.
But, okay. Wait. I want to further explain, though. It's not just because he's hot. Like, he also,
hot.
Like... He's like a mystery. You also can't see his body at all. Like it's like just like a but anyways, again.
You would want him full cloak on?
Well, yeah, of course.
Mask full cloak. You wouldn't want just the mask and
no.
Like
full cloak.
You're so scary for that. Like Kaylin, that's like, different level scary.
It would be funny because he would either have to lift the mask to smoke, or do you think he would kind of like? Because like that part is kind of like
he would
kind soft.
Of hole. Yeah,
cut a little hole to like put it through. Mm. That's really funny. I stand by that strong. I think
okay we're moving.
I think
on.
His vibe would be good in the circle.
I get that for like in terms of a blunt rotation. Like because all of them were, or like the first two were high school killers.
Right. So
like
it's
high
like,
schoolers.
Yeah. So it's like chill.
In some way. Yeah. I guess. Okay. My number one.
I'm so nervous.
Okay. Like, don't you.
What?
Just like want to smoke the doll from Chucky.
I almost put that. I almost put Chucky.
Like, I'm sorry. That would be so funny.
You saying the doll from Chucky instead of just Chucky.
You know, but I had to specify.
No, yeah. It's, well, the doll's name is Chucky, though, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Child's Play, yeah.
Yeah. The mic between your knees makes me so laugh when you try to bend down to, like, speak in it while you're drinking something.
Sorry.
Okay, yeah, no, I agree. What's some of your reasoning?
I don't know. Like,
he's like, crazy.
He's like, crazy.
Like he's actually really scary.
He's like someone at the gas station that overshares a little bit too much. It makes you uncomfortable.
I think he would talk so much.
Oh my god, yeah, he would hog the fucking mic.
Yeah, but I think it would be kind of funny.
No, and I want to hear his stories because he's talking about, like, shitty scene. He lives in a house and pretends he's a doll, so he's seen some shit.
Chucky is a doll, is he not?
Yes, but he's alive.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. Pretends, like, to be a doll. Yeah, that
Like, sits there, like, Toy Story.
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
So he's seen some shit.
Yeah, no, that's true. He's literally a fly on the wall.
Right.
Fly on the wall.
That song always makes me think of your
creepy
mom.
Creepy little, sneaky little. Fly on the wall.
That is Chucky.
My mom loves that song. No,
but
that's
that would
really
just
good.
Be so entertaining.
It would be really entertaining.
And then there's people in the circle that I would want to talk about.
Yeah.
What he's saying with.
I think at the end of this, we should say in our blunt rotation, if it became a murder scene, which one is surviving? Like, which villain is winning?
Yeah.
That's fun. Okay. Anyway. No, yeah. I love the Chucky.
Yeah.
One. And I had him on my list and I ended up deleting him just because I didn't feel strongly enough about it. But I'm glad that somebody said him.
Yeah.
Okay. My second one is from my favorite Halloween movie of all time. Specifically, the second movie.
Hocus
yes.
Pocus.
The second. No. Halloween Town 2, Calabar's Revenge. But the second one isn't my favorite movie, I want to clarify, but the first one obviously
the
is.
The way you just said that, can you say it again, actually?
Halloween Town 2, Calabar's Revenge.
No, you said it, but it's okay.
I don't know how I said
it's okay, it's okay. I'll just, like, edit that clip so I have it on my phone to just, like, listen. I don't know.
Just
like,
listen.
Yes.
Halloween Town 2, Calabar's Revenge. It's so good.
Is it the skeleton taxi driver?
Oh, no. He's not a villain. That's Benny. That's just Benny, the taxi driver. No. It's Calabar's son. Let me show you him. He's hot.
Of course it's only people that you think are hot. Emma said that's what you were going to do. And I was like, no, I don't think so. I think she likes horror movies. Like, I
do
think
like
she's
horror
gonna...
movies.
No.
I also do just love Scream. That's why I also chose Ghostface. I will say, I didn't pick many, like, classic horror
Me
movie
neither.
Icons.
Oh, no. Well, Chucky's probably my only one.
I know. I just kind of felt like they were too on the nose for me. Like, everyone knows.
Not cute.
But it's like, I guess he's not cute when I look at him like this. But, like, I just remember being so obsessed with him. Like, when I first saw that movie. Like, I just thought he was so cute. And he was so charming in it in the beginning. And he was also kind of obsessed because he kind of, like, wanted Marnie. But Marnie didn't want him. You know, like, the way you're looking at me.
You love a man obsession.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
And, like, the woman not wanting it.
Of course.
Yeah. You love that.
But, like,
you
she does want
chase.
It, though. Yeah, she does want it. And she'll, like, let's, like, she couldn't be with him because he was evil. But, like, I feel like she low-key had a crush on him. Well, she did. In the beginning, she literally liked him. So it's, like, kind of forbidden love.
That's kind of like Club Penguin love story. That really is, like,
forbidden
so much
love
like
story.
It.
Club Penguin love story. So true. Why do I... If you're... No, it's
boarding
not.
School.
Yeah. We should have been Club Penguin boarding school people for Halloween.
Next year.
Next
Patent
year.
Pending.
Just a penguin in, like, a school uniform.
Okay, I really have thought this for so long. DJ Khaled looks like a premium Club Penguin member wearing a tuxedo. Like, I'm not kidding. You put two photos next to each other is the same thing. I'm dead serious.
All I do is win.
Tell me that's not a Club Penguin.
DJ Khaled is kind of crazy. Like, I can't believe that he exists in our realm.
I'm sorry. I need to show you this. Tell me that is not the exact same thing.
No, it is.
It is. Like,
it
the
is.
Shape of his eyes.
I'm going to put it on the screen. Don't even worry.
And the way his nose and his mouth come together in the way that the beak does, it's like should be studied. I'm not kidding.
Should be studied by who? You.
Like maybe.
Changing career paths. Anyways. To studying DJ Khaled parallels.
Don't
to
look at my list.
I can't see it.
There's some good ones. Okay, did you go?
Yes, Cal Halloween Town. Oh, yeah, yeah. Final thoughts.
From what is it?
Halloween Town 2, Calabar's Revenge.
No! It'll
never
be the same.
I don't know how I said it. I wish
it's
I
okay.
did.
No, it's all right.
But yeah, it's just, I fucking love Halloween Town so much. And
I that's like one of those movies I haven't watched since childhood.
Oh my God. I literally just watched them last weekend when I was with Michaela. We watched
all of them. Oh, Michaela. Love.
I know. She loves her. You too.
Thank God.
She is not caught up on the pod though.
That's really mean. So she's never going to hear this.
I know.
Anyways.
She's not really our target audience.
Yeah, true. That's fair.
Yeah.
It's okay. We still love her.
We do.
Okay, number two for me is kind of niche, but if you know, you know. Have you ever seen Josie and the Pussycats?
The way you said that.
The way
okay?
I just choked. Josie and the Pussycats.
I want to say yes. Like, maybe I've seen
live
it once.
Live action.
I'm not sure. You're going to have to show me who this is.
Oh, my God.
When? What year did this movie come out?
Like, 2001. She's like, okay, so
how,
she's
yeah,
this,
how
like,
much
insane,
of a villain is she?
Okay, so she's this crazy record label owner person who markets products subvertedly through like hidden messaging, like underneath the music so that people will buy shit for
Whoa,
them. So it like it changes all the trends and stuff. And she forces this band, Josie and the Pussycats, to record and then is adding all that shit under it. And they find out. And they're like, we're not doing this.
Wow.
But she's bad. But she also, oh, God, it's just so good. I don't know how to explain it. Like, when you watch it, you get it. You know what I mean? I don't know.
If you know, you know.
It's so real. Like, she would just have so much to say.
I mean,
she's been through some
like,
shit.
She's kind of smart.
She's iconic. Yeah. She like, would be running Vogue. In her own way, but
Period.
She also was like, I don't know, like she actually had this crazy lisp. It's a whole
Wait,
thing.
What?
It's so funny. It's so funny. Okay, we need to watch that. Add it to the list.
Okay, add it to the fucking
to
mile,
the
goddamn long list of movies we gotta watch.
What's your third?
My
don't
third.
Look at my screen.
I can't see it, Emily. My third one is Regina George.
She's on mine.
Yes, yes! Okay, Avi.
No, yeah.
Avi.
Absolutely.
That's a villain that's, you know, not like a horror movie villain, but she is a villain.
That is genuine. No, that is the scariest person in my blood rotation.
That's the thing is, she's the scariest person
scariest
in mine, too.
Scariest person in my blood rotation.
Didn't actually think about this. Like, I didn't do this on purpose, but she's almost the farthest away from me in the circle, and that's what I want. Like,
yeah.
I'm kind of scared
she's,
of her.
Yeah, she's the farthest away from me.
Like, I want her in the circle just because, oh my God, like, I just need to hear her talk.
No, exactly.
But at the same time, I'm kind of like, I'm scared she's going to be so fucking mean to me.
I feel like I'm sitting so weird.
Why?
I don't know. Anyways, yeah. No, she's. I'm scared of her because we don't know her persona outside of the film.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, after that, like, what was she like?
After
because
she got
she
hit
becomes
by the bus.
Nice. Right. She joins the lacrosse team.
Oh, yeah. I kind of forgot about
who,
that.
Who does she become?
Who does she become? I don't really want that Regina George, though.
No. No, 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 no.
I
no.
want, like, we only wear pink on Wednesdays sort of Regina George.
Like, prime.
Prime. Prime Regina George. Yeah. Pre-bus hit. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my God, I need it. That's a good one on both of our parts, to be fair.
No, it makes sense. Plus, there's so much to talk about. Oh I just God. Want the tea.
I want the tea so bad. Maybe
and
musical I, version of her.
I'm really excited to see that.
Oh, my God.
Did Me you see the trailer?
Oh, yeah.
It looks
so,
so
good.
I kind of love that they did it as current day high school.
Same. It like it's
it adds
it's
to
adding,
it
adding and it's also gonna like open I mean not that Mean Girls has like died at all but it's really gonna open it up to a whole new generation.
True.
But also I'm like it's crazy. It's like one of those things where it's like Mean Girls doesn't feel old enough to I know it's not technically just a remake since the musical but like it like you know what I mean like it,
yeah,
feels,
it feels
like it's so
soon. Yeah.
So
like it kind of just happened.
Right. So I'm kind of curious
yeah,
to
and
see
people
how
are
it
still
is.
Obsessed with it like it just came out.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So I'm
it's
very,
not like
yeah. I'm very curious to see how, like,
I'm excited to see it.
No, I'm so excited.
I haven't heard any of the music or anything from the show.
I've heard, like, a handful of songs, but
did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it. I think it's good. I love a musical.
I love a musical, yeah. Too.
Okay, love. What's your next one?
Next for me.
I love that we both have that.
Vector from Despicable Me.
Ew.
I think the he's yellow so suit funny. Guy? Where he's like, Vector. Yeah. Okay, I think he's so funny.
Emily.
And plus he has all the inventions. It would be fun. It would be interesting. It would add just like a certain dynamic to it.
You could have picked like Gru.
Gru's technically a good guy.
Yeah, but he's like a villain. Like that's his whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. But that's too... like Vector.
That's so interesting to me. Let's talk more about that.
Why? I don't know.
Like, because...
Oh my God, did I ever tell you there was a guy dressed up as Vector at my gym full on?
like doing pull-outs.
Yes. I think I have photos. I'll insert them.
Like in like a jumpsuit sort of? Yeah, well, not jumpsuit, like sweatsuit.
Sweatsuit, orange, head to toe, zipped up, like orange sweatband.
Do you think it was on purpose?
I don't know. It was the...
It's kind of funnier if it's non-purpose, though.
Yeah. It was, like, one of the big main, like, LA Fitnesses. So they were, like, I don't know. I always felt like I was being pranked on some show. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm on punk right now.
Or, like, someone's, like, filming for, like, a little YouTube thing. And I'm, like, looking over my shoulder.
Camera.
Yes. I'm, like, uncomfortable all the time.
They're filming a Vector prank.
Like, literally. That's what I was thinking. It's, like, Janoskians. Do you remember?
Yes.
Like that type of shit. I hate prank culture.
I'm so scared of pranks.
I hate prank culture.
Because it is just so embarrassing to get
so
pranked.
It is so terrifying. Like that feeling, it prank culture
so
die.
Embarrassing to get pranked. Like especially if you get like scared or like.
And then someone films it.
Yeah. Like my worst fear is fucking being on that show. What Would You Do?
Oh my God. Yeah.
My worst fucking fear. Because.
I think I accidentally was walked in the background of that. Because one time I was walking, I think about this all the time. I was walking home from school and this woman and a teenager were standing at the foot of their driveway. It was like snowy outside, like no one wanted to be outside. And she's going, Mom, no, I'm not living here anymore. I can't do this. I'm choosing the baby. And the mom is like, oh, really? While you're smoking cigarettes and like doing all of this shit? Like, and I'm like, wait.
Holy
I was like,
fuck.
Should I say, like, I was. I'm like, was I on that?
No,
and I was like one of the people who walked by. But like, what is middle school me gonna add to that fucking conversation?
I think about all the time, like watching the show and like being like fuck,
oh my
I was
God.
The person. Like, there's, because that's the thing is there's only two outcomes. Either one, you are the
you
person.
You look like a dick.
Yeah, you're a dick because you're the person that ignores the situation. Or you're like gonna be crazy in the way you help.
Yeah. Or
because what are you gonna make a fool of? How are you gonna, what are you gonna do?
No.
What are you gonna
God,
do?
It's so bad.
It's so
hate
bad.
Hate brain culture.
Oh, that's my worst fear. Hate. And then somebody coming out
that
and being
is so,
like.
That's a real fear, though.
All the cameras coming. Oh, my
no,
God. No,
I don't
no,
want
no.
that.
I can't. Even Punked. Oh, my God. No. Some of the episodes
some
of Punked
the
are
so funny, though.
Like the ones where.
The one of Taylor Swift where, like, the wedding gets set on fire and she's like, no.
Oh my God, there's one. It's not Punked, but it was a prank that, like, a similar, like, show idea that somebody did with BTS when they were, like, just, like...
Oh, when they got kidnapped?
Yes!
That was crazy.
There's a thing where, if you haven't seen it, they prank BTS.
I forgot about that.
Where they believe they got kidnapped. Like, they're all in a car, and... Some random person jumps.
Well, they just got to America, right?
Yeah, they just got to America. And
so
some
they
random
don't know where
person
they are.
Jumps yeah. in the car and starts driving them away and, like, puts them in this apartment, makes them take off their shoes. And, like, it's... And at this point, only one of them really spoke English. And it's just...
so
But it's also
crazy.
Fucking sad because
they're genuinely freaked the fuck
J-Hope
out.
J-Hope is, like, shaking.
Yeah, no, they're terrified.
Oh, my God, that's so fucking funny. Anyways, pranking is scary.
Yeah, I don't like that. It gives me so much... It gives me anxiety to think about.
Literally.
How did we get to that?
I don't even... Vector.
Vector.
The person at the gym.
Anyways, yeah, he's there. I don't know.
That's
I threw
really
it in
funny.
There. I don't know.
I respect that. That's
he's,
really funny.
He can go if he needs.
My next one is Ursula.
I was waiting for the Disney one.
Ursula and Maleficent are my two favorite villains.
Are they both on?
No, I didn't put Maleficent because I want to, well.
Scary vibes to smoke with.
Well, Maleficent is, yeah, a little scarier. But also, it would have been kind of fun because she turns into a dragon. She could, like, light our joints with her dragon fire. That's kind of cool.
She would burn you.
Yeah, that's true. But I chose Ursula.
Love.
Excuse me. I chose Ursula because she has all her little tentacles. She could hold all our little joints for us.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't have to do any work. And also, you know, like, in the movie, she has all her, like, potions and the fun little, like, glasses. Yeah. I've always wanted to, like, drink those.
Yeah.
So I feel like it would be fun for her to bring those. Whether they're actual potions or not, she's just bringing the drinks. I just want her to, like, be in charge of snacks and drinks.
Are you thinking animated or Melissa McCarthy?
It really could be either, but in my head, I'm thinking animated.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking,
because, like,
too.
Classic.
Yeah.
And, like, she can sing Poor Unfortunate
Did
Souls.
Did you like the...
I did.
The,
yeah, I really did like it. I really liked the songs they added, like Prince Eric's song. Yeah. I also found him really hot.
I didn't, like, I think the animated character is hotter than him.
I mean, of course. I agree with that. But
the,
I don't
know
why I liked
him. Thinking
about
the fact that that could have been Harry.
Oh, I...
That is crazy.
I know. And the song he sings is, like, my favorite from the... It's Uncharted Waters, and it's really good. And... I listen to it all the time.
Kaylin, that's crazy.
And thinking about Harry singing that makes me want to vomit
everywhere.
No,
just thinking about him, like, acting that out, too, I'm like...
Would it be cringy, maybe?
Yes, that
Possibly.
Would give me the ick.
Yeah, it might have.
That would have given me the ick.
It's really good, though. I will say, though, this one made me even more aware of kind of how crazy that story is, though, than the animated one. Like, the fact that he, like, falls... Like, she doesn't talk.
She does not speak.
And they, like, fall in love, and he literally just falls in love with her because she, like, doesn't speak and listens to him talk about all his, like, boat shit. And it's just, like... Like,
damn.
I still loved it.
No,
but
it's really like damn.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah, but...
The second one, way better.
Oh, the movie. It's so
fucking
good.
They should have remade that shit.
I know. I haven't watched it in a while, and I should watch the second one soon again.
I genuinely haven't seen it since I was a
child,
but
I
remember
it.
Fucking loving it.
Love it, because it's like her daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yup. They're living in the kingdom.
Yup. In the castle. Yup. But, yeah. That's why I picked Ursula.
Love. Okay, mine is also a Disney character. Hades.
Yes!
From Hercules.
That's so fucking good.
The, like, just, like, it would be a stand-up routine.
Yep.
With him there.
He is so funny.
Like, he's so
funny
and quick-witted. He would have so many good comments.
Underrated villain, by the way.
The best villain. Absolutely, hands down, my favorite.
Fire is literally his hair, so you could light your joints
light
on his head.
Everything. He is there for a good time. He's gonna make us laugh. And it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, honestly, like, you should include his little minions, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
they're
coming.
They're gonna show up.
They're
yeah.
coming, yeah.
They can replace Vector.
Honestly, not a villain, but Meg, need.
Hot.
Megara, love. No, that's a really good one. And I'm
Emma
so
and I,
glad that you had a Disney villain, by the way.
I have another. Emma and I, we went to Disneyland with Olivia and Lauren. We saw these shirts in the gift shop, and it was, he's my muscle, she's my muse.
Oh,
and we
my
have a
God.
Picture of us holding them up.
I think I
We didn't
that.
Buy them, though.
My mom and Ronnie wore shirts in Disney when we went. That was Mike Wazowski and, like, his girlfriend from the movie. And it said, like,
oh,
my.
Sylvia.
Yeah. You know those weird nicknames they had for each other?
My Pookie.
Pookie
yeah,
Bear
yeah.
and, like, Oogly Boogly. They had shirts that said, like, my Oogly Boogie.
Oh, my God.
And everybody was complimenting them. And I was like, stop. It was so cringy.
Why?
I just hate it. But
wait, did you guys dress up?
Yeah.
You didn't post any photos.
I know, I haven't yet. I'm going to. We dressed up as Ronnie was
Sully.
Do you want to see a picture?
Yes.
It was really good, honestly.
Kaylin was Boo and her mom was Mike.
Mike Wazowski. And people loved it. Like, people were really complimenting us.
That's nice.
We also wore matching shirts one of the days.
Aw.
Somebody, though, was walking around Disney in, like, the horrible humid heat, an adult, in a full, like, size. Furry, not furry, but, like, furry Donkey Kong outfit.
Oh my God.
And I was like, one, that's really funny. It had like a whole head and everything.
That is
but
funny.
Two,
but Jesus,
you have
Christ.
To be dying. Like, there's like,
also,
like,
why Donkey Kong at Disneyland?
So
or
weird.
Disney World.
So weird, but it was really funny.
That but is funny. But yeah, anyways. That's horrible.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah.
My next one, I'm curious to see if this one's on yours. Megan.
No. Oh my fucking God. That's genius. I literally, yeah.
I'm shocked
adding
that, it's
that
not
to
your
mine.
List.
That is like that
need
replaced Vector and Megan. Yeah, absolutely on
Megan
my two now.
There.
Holy shit. Absolutely. I need like, to see her dance.
I know. Y'all already know that we love Megan.
We
saw I saw her in the theater like three times. You
me
saw
too.
It. Yeah. Like
so good.
The first time I went, I was with Emma and Emily, and it was their second time seeing it. And I was
crying. Caitlin literally like was gasping for air.
Literally, when she was fucking starts singing Bulletproof, it's like nothing has
no.
fucking been
like,
funnier.
It's genius. Like I love when the writers are in on the
yes,
joke like that.
Like, it
and
is
they
like, so,
oh my God, it's so good.
Like it is so good because it is still like kind of creepy in theory,
yeah.
but it's
because
also
it's realistic
so fucking
too,
funny. Yeah.
You know.
But I also when I went to Halloween Horror Nights, I went to like
did
this
you get
one,
a picture with Megan?
I never saw her. And I love, and apparently, so I went in Hollywood and I went in Florida and I didn't see her anywhere. And I went on like a tour in the Florida and even like the tour guide was like, the Megans are like the hardest thing to come by. Like they're like rare. Like people will wait hours. The only thing that he even knew as a worker at Universal was kind of where they come out. But there was like, there's no times, like you don't know. So it's just like, if you're lucky enough to like be there.
See there.
Or like,
oh my God,
or you like wait
crazy.
In the spots where they usually come out and just wait like for hours.
Oh my God.
Like everyone on TikTok has like waited 3 hours to see the Megans. And it's like,
kind of would though.
I would if like I,
if I were with you, I would do it.
Yeah. Or like if I were to go back, since I already went once and got to do everything, like I would go back a second time, like just to see the Megans.
Yeah. Because Universal, half of it is the people watching.
Right. Honestly.
Any amusement park, half of it is
yeah.
the
honestly sitting, waiting for the Megans and just watching like,
people get scared.
Would be really fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was a little sad I didn't get to see
wait,
them. But
Caitlin, I would do that.
Should we go?
Like just sit there stoned, wait
yeah.
for the Megans.
That's kind of
like
that's an episode
eat food.
Also.
Yeah.
Us recording the whole thing.
React to people getting scared.
Yeah.
That's
when the
kind
Megans
of
come
funny.
Out, we're like, ah!
Yeah. Wait, I'm down.
We should look at ticket prices.
Okay.
Anyways. Yeah, so she had to be in there. Obviously, she's just
that's,
iconic.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's gonna be funny as fuck.
She's also can play music,
dance,
talk
everything.
About everything. She knows the answer to everything. Like,
yep. Love her.
Love.
Next.
And she's cunty.
Yeah. I needed somebody. And that's the thing is Regina is like kind of cunty, but not in the same way.
No, it's different.
Like I needed a huntress.
And you need someone who's more current. Because if it's Regina George yeah. in like 2000 and what, 5 or something.
Right.
Then it's.
Right. By the way, also me just saying cunty reminded me, I think I sent it to you on TikTok, but a hilarious Halloween costume.
Oh yeah.
Is, it was like
serving
cunt. It was like dressing as a maid and holding a tray or something that says like cunt.
Genius.
Is really funny. Serving cunt.
Rocco's would eat that up.
So much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Your turn.
Okay. My next one is one that is a villain in the universe, but I don't think deserves it. So I want to hear the story. Sharpay Evans. Sharpay Evans.
Oh, this is, I think, the most one that's like on the line.
Yeah.
Because
she's
like,
absolutely
yeah,
a villain.
She absolutely is the villain of the movie. At least specifically
she
the
is.
First one.
And the second one.
Yeah, she is always
she
trying
tries
to fuck
to,
everything
yeah,
up.
And
yeah.
the third one.
But she's also.
But then at the end, she redeems herself.
Right.
But it's
but
like,
she's fucking iconic.
She's iconic. She's funny. It
would I
would be
also
so
be a little scared of
have,
her.
Yeah, but I feel like she would have my back against
yeah.
Regina George.
So
like
true.
She's one to be like, what the fuck did you, you know,
Regina
like have your
versus
back.
Sharpay.
Their
crazy.
Dialogue is like, it's movie. It's
crazy.
Like a movie. Yeah.
That's a really good one.
I but also I don't think she's the villain in the
no,
movies.
I know. And to me, I'm like, I love her.
No. Yeah.
Gabriella
like,
was
she
more
was
toxic
doing
than
her
Troy.
Own thing. Yeah. She was like, yeah. I can't with that.
No, I. She was like,
you know what I mean?
Out with the old. Also, her
in
songs
the
are like
new.
The best ones. Goodbye, Glenn.
Also, the sped up version where it's like, na, 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 na.
Oh my god, yeah. got the music.
Wait, did you have the Disney? You absolutely did have the Disney sing it with like the High School Musical sing along thing. Oh my fucking god,
sing it.
Huma huma nuka nuka aka wa a malahili malahini hu. Huma 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 aka wa a ooh. I wanna waka 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 niki poop poop poop.
Us knowing that.
That shit is I always performed that one.
Me too.
I don't know why, but that song specifically.
I love it.
Huma Huma Nuka Nuka Akawa'a.
It's so good.
Stands rise.
Literally. Like, why is it so
like
good?
I'm standing up. Anyways, yeah, I think she would be a really good
one. No, that's a great choice.
You know, I'm all about a golf cart. She has her own pink golf cart.
So true. Location could be at the
resort
for
on the
sure.
golf course at night.
Oh yeah,
that's it.
That's big.
Done
that's
and really done big. Kind that's of scary really but really fun.
Yeah, my next one is one where I'm kind of like, it's just because he's hot.
No,
but also I like love his character, and this
Pennywise.
Is also no, I resisted putting any clowns on this list, but however, he is also someone who I feel he has like a redemption. He isn't fully the villain, but like is the villain. Like, he is the villain, but then kind of becomes not the villain. Anyways, it's Kylo Ren from Star Wars.
Never seen.
You never saw the new Star Wars?
I've never seen any.
Any Star Wars?
No. I've seen part of the one with Jabba the Hutt, and that's it.
That's, like, the worst one. Actually, I wouldn't say that.
Never
I don't know.
Seen.
I know,
it's just,
phase.
Like, one of those things where I'm, like, it's, like... I'm too late to get into it, and I don't
but
want to.
But you're not. I didn't get into it. So I grew up, like, my uncle has always been obsessed with Star Wars. My crazy uncle. He's crazy.
We all have them.
But, so I just always grew up knowing about it. And then, like, randomly in high school, I, like, spent a week. Like, somebody gave me, I think my grandpa had all the CDs or the DVDs. So I watched all of them, like, in a week. And I just, like, became obsessed with all of them. And then when the prequel like trilogy came out, I watched them all and I was obsessed.
I can so see you obsessed with Kylo Ren.
He's so like Adam Driver.
I don't think he's hot.
I think he's hot, but like only like he's one of those people that are hot in motion. Like just if I look at like a picture of him, I'm not like impressed. But like him in Star Wars, I'm like, yeah.
I get that. I have people like that too.
Yeah. It's like when like you're in like a character or just like talking more, that's better than just like looking at you. Yeah. But he's so hot in the movie. And his character, I just like love the arc of like his villain, like to like kind of like hero like story. Mm. And also, I feel like the way his mask is, we could kind of, maybe, like, he could turn it into, like, you know how they have those gas masks?
Oh, my bombs? God, yeah.
Like, that's, like, what I picture.
Stop.
Like, it's, like, him in mask, but, like, his mask is his smoking device.
Stop. That's so funny.
I know. It's so good.
Love.
I just love him. I want to.
You got a lot of kissing to do in this circle, I guess.
I'll make my way around.
Okay, my next one, my last one. Right?
Yeah, I have one more.
Okay, my last one is... Oh, yeah, because we both had Regina George. Yzma from Emperor's New Groove.
Yes! That wrong lever!
Like,
no,
literally,
the lever,
also one of the best Disney
so good.
Villains
I can't
ever.
Believe you have two Disney ones and I only... Oh, no, I guess technically my next one is Disney, but it's not, like, in that way.
Star Wars is technically Disney.
Oh, yeah, it is. Same.
But...
No, that's
she's
so,
so
good.
Fucking funny.
She's
she has
cunty.
A roller coaster. She's cunty.
She has a roller coaster.
She also has all those potions, like you were saying. So
yes.
You could try stuff and turn into a llama or something.
Right.
And then go back.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love.
So I love.
She's
and
also,
she's gonna also her interacting with like Chucky and like fucking, I don't even know.
That's
like, it's
really
just
funny.
A really good conversation, I think, going around at my.
No, it is. I think so
circle.
Too, because everybody's very different, but I feel like would really find common ground.
Right.
In being
it's like
evil.
They can all talk to each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like they have something to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So my last one, I will say, is kind of a cheat one. And
no.
Not, no, it is a villain for sure, but it's three villains. Because, like, they come as one, but I couldn't choose.
I was going to say Alvin and the Chipmunks. No. Like, why did my mind go
the
there?
The Hocus Pocus sisters.
Oh.
Because, like, I couldn't, I tried to choose one of them, but it's like, you come as a package. They're a package deal, yeah. Them, just smoking with just them, even.
Yeah, that would be fucking crazy.
Crazy. Yeah. Like, them being so, Sarah Jessica Parker also.
Hot.
Hot. Also, I saw this fucking weird meme. Not weird, but just, like, a cringy meme, but also I was like, that's true. That was like when you were young, you like wanted to be Sarah Jessica Parker's character in that movie because she was
like, oh my
hot
god, I saw that
and had boobs. And then it was like, then when you're a little older, you want to be, I'm forgetting all their names right now, but like the main girl, like the main one with the red hair, because she's like kind of cunty and like outspoken and like the head bitch in charge. But then when you're like, now you realize that you're the fucking third one because you just like scream and eat or something like
that. It took us a while to get there, but we did.
I know, I was talking, but like I was talking for so long.
I'm just kidding.
I could have just like been like, put the meme up here. Like, it's on fucking screen.
No, that was so good. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Thank you. But shout out, I think we probably will. Do you follow Diamond? That's where I saw it. Shout out Diamond. She's one of our listeners.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah, I just had to pick, like, I couldn't pick one.
Yeah.
I just kind of relate to all of them in different ways. And I think smoking them with them would be really funny. Although I will say, even though I've always loved the Hocus Pocus movie, when I was younger, it kind of scared me a little.
It scared me too.
Like, it's a little creepy.
Scary. The beginning is scary.
Yeah. And I know you said you haven't seen the second one yet, right?
No.
You should watch it. It's good. Obviously, it's not the first one, but I really think they did it. Like, it feel like they look exactly the same. Like, it's yeah. really like a similar vibe where it's still like a little creepy, but like, I really do like the story in this one. Like, it feels like continuous.
Love.
So I think you I think you would like it.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the last one on my list.
That's crazy.
I know.
What do you think coming of your circle?
What's coming of it?
Yeah. Like, what's going to happen?
I think it's going to be kind of crazy. I feel like, I think there might be some fighting. Like, I don't think mine's going to be as harmonious as yours.
Right.
But I still think, like, we'll kind of kiki. Like, I think it'll, like...
I think it'll be fun at first.
Exactly. I think it'll be fun at first, but, like, could slowly
And then
descend.
After a while, it's like, uh-oh. They're getting mad at each other.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Somebody's going to say something.
Someone's
take someone
saying something
off.
Wrong.
Yeah, but I'm curious to see if you... If all of your villains got into a fight, like, physically and then mentally, who would win?
I'm going to put my money on... Regina George or the doll from Chucky. Or Chucky.
So, like, maybe physical altercation, Chucky wins. Verbal altercation, Regina wins.
Honestly, both.
No, Regina's winning both.
I could really see her, like, fucking...
Oh, yeah. If she
gets
mad.
With her rage when she's yeah. mad. You
if you give that girl a knife.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you never know.
I don't know.
That's really good. I think mine... Might just be Megan.
No, it's Megan.
It's Megan both ways.
It's absolutely Megan.
Megan is winning. Megan right. is absolutely, like, Ghostface killing, Megan killing Ghostface
Megan is
easy.
Killing, Megan is, yeah, there's no one who could beat Megan.
No, I think the last one standing would be Megan and the Hocus Pocus girls, just because there's three of them fighting together. But I still think Megan would outsmart them and take them.
Easily.
Megan would be smart enough that in the very beginning of the fight, she separates them and kills them off first, actually.
Yeah.
Megan is just... An iconic queen and everything we need.
I love her.
I love her
I'm
too.
So excited that they're making another.
They're making another one confirmed?
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh, this is big.
Yeah. You didn't know
no,
that?
No, I didn't see. I mean, I figured they would because it did so good.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't like ruin it.
No.
I hope it's like the same writers, same like.
I think it is. It's the same cast.
Okay, good. Because yeah. it's like. I wonder how that's going to work, though, because they, like, killed Megan. But, you know, they also, like, you never actually killed.
No, she's still in, at the end, they show that she's still in the house.
Oh, right. The little thing turns
on.
I forgot
like,
about
Alexa
that.
Alexa type thing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is going to be so good. Fuck, yeah. I love Megan. That's so good. I love it. All right. Should we wrap it up?
Yeah.
All right. I think this was super fun. I had a fun time. Let us know if you agree with the villains we chose, what ones you think we left out.
Whose circle would you rather be in?
Yeah, I would like to know. Which one spoke to your heart? Leave a comment below. And yeah. All right. Let us know your costumes
let
for
us
next
know,
week.
Yeah, your costumes, what you're wearing. Also, maybe some people we missed. Also, don't forget to follow. Like, oh, comment,
I thought you were, I don't know why when you were
subscribe.
Like, sorry. I thought when you said, like, also some people we miss, I thought you were about to, like, continue your list. I was like, oh, you have more.
Oh, no.
Sorry. But yes, comment, like, subscribe, leave a comment, hit the bell button twice.
Rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Get our merch, blah, blah,
buy
blah,
the
blah,
merch.
Blah.
See you next week.
TTYL XOX. Mwah.